Hi, I'm Dr. Jillian Murphy, a naturopath, healthy-ish lifestyle architect, body joy seeker, and French fry activist. And you're listening to 100% Healthy-ish. Here's the thing. As a naturopath and an intuitive eating, health at every size health coach, I have seen every angle and end of the health conversation. And after years of clinical and coaching experience, I've developed a framework for feeling good and having fun that I know you're gonna love. To be healthy-ish, we move beyond the boring basics and consider some ish you have never thought of before when it comes to your health. Are you ready? It's gonna be fun. Let's go. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. If you are new to this series, I'm recording a monthly moon cycle challenge where I am pairing the woo and also the practicalities and the strategy of working with the moon cycle to break some long-standing patterns that I've had. And this month, I'm going to say, has felt like a bit of a breakthrough. I've been doing this, working on this since May. I think I started recording in June around my birthday. And I'm really looking to break patterns of scarcity, overwork, over-identifying my worth and value with work and money. And then also scarcity in, you know, the finances, but then also in friendships and in relationships. And I feel some real shifts this month. Like to me, when I was recording the other months, there were definitely small things happening. It was really interesting to see how life offers us up this curriculum for learning more about who we are and for growing if we choose to engage with it and not just resist it. But I felt a real shift. I also noticed, I'm going to be honest, that these issues, I'm just coming to terms with the fact that they're not really going to go. It's just going to get easier to manage them. And I'm going to be able to do deeper work, but they're going to keep spiraling back, like healing, whatever that means, growing, you know, these things are cyclical. They spiral, we move in and out of them. But this month, as I walk you through it, I think you'll notice it feels like a real shift. I'm going to say, I'm just going with it. I'm just going to read through the notes that I made on the spot. I am feeling so squirrely today. It is the new moon in Virgo. It has been a dark moon for 3 days, and I'm coming to see how I struggle on a new moon, the dark moon. So the dark moon is the 3 days that lead up to the new moon. And there's this real feel of like waiting. Frustrated waiting for me. Like I'm waiting for the next big cycle to happen. And I think that's a pattern that plays out in my life. Like not failure to launch, but like, yeah, in this perpetual, like what's next. And the new moon really is pushing us to stop and reflect, but it's uncomfortable. And then it's paired with like my period should start today. So it's literally paired with like the 3 days leading up to this, to the beginning of a new menstrual cycle, which also has that vibe, right? Like we're irritable and we're frustrated and we just want to like, rah, like we just want it to like happen. So I'm feeling squirrely and I'm like, I just can't sit down and like choreograph or script this episode. I just feel like I need to just sit down and go through my notes and fill you in. So what I've been doing is going through and just reminding you what the cycles are, like the new moon being like this time of self-reflection, and almost it's a part of the cycle that's almost akin to death, like allowing the last cycle to die, the parts of you that are no longer serving to go with it, so that you're ready and you're open to setting new intentions for the next cycle. So I'll take you through the different phases of the cycle and then what came up for me in life, what I sort of had to work through, and what came out of it over the course of a month. And I hope that if you're listening to these, you're also following along and doing the same in your own life. And I'd love to hear from you if you ever want to message me, hello@foodfreedombodylove.com, or I have a shiny new email as I slowly transition my brand, hello at healthyish.ca. And there's a hyphen in there. It's like healthy-ish.ca. Okay. So let's just get into this episode. All right. So I'd like to go back to the dark moon from the last cycle, just as a reminder to you, but also to myself, if I'm honest, of where I was. It's very interesting to me. One of the reasons that I decided to do this monthly moon cycle challenge is because it's so easy to forget what our intentions are, to forget what we're working on until another issue arises. And even as I'm recording these and logging everything, I sometimes go back to where I was a month ago and it surprises me. So if there is something that you're trying to work on in your life, I'm going to suggest that you can't just set the intention in your mind and hope that you somehow process and work on it. It's just not the way things work. Our lives are busy. We forget, we get distracted. And then a month goes by and we're like, oh shoot, what was I doing? Or another problem arises and we're like, well, what the F? Why is this happening to me again? But the reality is we're not really working on it. We're just thinking about working on it. So where I was on the last dark moon is, we'd had a great summer. I was reflecting on the experiences that I wanted to have before the end of the summer, which included date nights with my husband. Has not happened. Sorry, has not happened. Solo dates with my girls. Has not happened. But I have had lots of evenings out. So there hasn't been these like solo moments, but I really have sunk into this end of summer. Like I was just out with girlfriends last night, a snack, a drink, a patio, you know, that like warm air biking home moment that I love so much at this time of year. I wanted lake time. I have been getting so much of it, swimming at least 3 or 4 times a week. And yoga, which I did, which was so good. And the feeling as we moved through the dark moon last month and came into the new moon is that I was really ready to get to work. I had been through the last 3 podcasts that I recorded around this moon cycle was about levity and play and letting go of overworking and just like letting the finances flow, even though I wasn't pushing. And then this month there was a definite shift and I was ready to get to work. The intention that I set was to simplify all areas of my life, wardrobe, business, spending, spiritual practice, beauty and exercise regime, just to simplify all of it so that I could like expand exponentially. And I really set the intention to explore the dichotomy of discipline, what it means to add more discipline into my life. I had done it with my body and with food. And I wanted to do that in more areas of my life so that I could actually open myself up to like a bigger sense of freedom from simplicity, kind of like an essentialism ethos, right? Like pairing everything back to the essentials so that you have so much more space for the things that are important to you. And I set this big action list. Simplify wardrobe down to 35 pieces for September. Simplify my business, the processes, the offers, the software that I'm using. Simplify my spending. Simplify my spiritual practice, my exercise regime, and then just get to work. And the big message that came up as I was setting this intention for the last new moon was that I needed to not let my emotions get in the way. Like I needed to just be really practical and just get to work and not overthink. And I will say that when I look at this, like the summary is I did it. Like this action list that I set for myself, this idea of just getting to work, it has been a month of like deep flow work. I am pulling together this 3-week healthy-ish reset that soft kicks off on September 5th, but like officially on October 2nd. I am so proud of the emails that go out talking about this program. I'm so proud of the program itself. I am later today, I'm sinking into week two of the content of the program. It's in the beta round. So I'm like creating it as we go. And if you're interested in that, just let me know. It's going to be so incredible. Again, it's about in the vein of what I was doing this month in my moon cycle challenge, it's exploring discipline and the freedom that discipline opens up for us. You know, the freedom that we get from simplifying in our life. And we're going to do it through food and shifting how we engage with food in, you know, in the safety of knowing that I'm a health at every size, intuitive eating, informed naturopath. We're going to just like explore what it means to work with food again and know that like, I want you to feel amazing in your body. I want you to take care of your health and your well-being. And I also deeply care about your relationship to food and your body. I want both of those things to be healthy and thriving. So I'm like deep in flow creating this thing. And a friend of mine came up to me last weekend and said, this is so good. Like this feels like the most you thing that you've done ever. And she's right. It just is. It feels like it's just coming from this really deep place. So the summary is that's the intention that I set at the last new moon, which is the time of the moon cycle where we set big goals for the month ahead and where the energy of the cycle is really supporting us to set an action item list and to like be in action. And that really happened. And at the same time, like in the background of that, there were all of these, I made notes about just like going a really impromptu, spontaneous wooden heads date with my husband, where we just like biked down and ate my favorite food. It just felt like so good. Lots of swimming, lots of biking, lots of lake time. And I was really prompted to sit down and journal on my financial values. Like, what are the values that I have? I was finding it hard for some reason to think about simplifying my spending and what that would look like and what it would mean. And so I was working through that at this point in the cycle. I'm just like reading through my notes as we go here. And so I just like this part of the cycle was very productive for me. I got so much done. I had almost like an impromptu work retreat at this point as well. Like my husband, one of my girls was away with her friends. My husband took my daughter and other daughter and a friend of hers away camping for an overnight. And I had this like 2 days that felt like a work retreat. And it was it was so incredible. I actually think I've always felt like if I really want to get a lot of work done, I need to go away to a hotel or something. But the reality is I don't really get that much done when I do that because you can't check in until 3 and then you have to check out the next day by 11. And so do I actually need 2 nights? And it just becomes this whole thing. And I realized the homework retreat is it. I sit down in the morning, I work, I don't worry about the kids all day. Then everybody's gone for the night. I can like eat when I want, have dinner when I want. I work after dinner. And then I can get up and do the same thing the next day. So that was incredible. And I think really just showed itself to me because of the intentions that I had set for the month. I just got so much done, so many things done. Then I will say Mercury went retrograde. It was going retrograde or it was like coming at this point. And there was a reminder that even within this deep workflow to be flexible and to be willing to pause and to work with Mercury retrograde and that I am a projector. And so I have to be careful, like workflow feels very good, but I also have to build in a lot of spaciousness and downtime so that I don't burn out. And I feel like Mercury retrograde was like really reminding me of this at this point in the cycle, because there were some simple things like I'd be really into it and then my Wi-Fi would just crash in the midst of a huge work day. And I would try a couple things to fix it and it just wasn't working and it just wasn't happening. And I literally just turned the power bar off on like all of the things in my office and waited 5 minutes and I turned it back on. But then I just like left my office and I made dinner and we ate and I went for a bike ride. And like later that night, I came back and everything was like back online and working. But it was just a reminder that even within deep workflow as a projector, I need space and I need breaks and I need time. And, you know, it was like, if you're not going to do that, Mercury retrograde was going to push me into a new pattern of working and reminding. So that was really interesting. Then the waxing quarter came on August 24th. And this was, you know, the moment when the moon is growing and it's perfectly like, it looks perfectly half full in the sky. And I will say I had the most incredible swim one morning at this point. I biked down to the pier earlier than I have in ages, and I had forgotten how much the days are shortening. So I got down at like 6 in the morning and it was pitch black. And I was like, okay, I don't think I can get in the water yet. It was too freaky. So I waited for my friend to come and then we just chatted. And just as the light was starting to come up, we got in the water and we went for a swim. And that waxing moon, perfectly half full, was up in the sky. And then the sun started to come up and it was like neon pink and yellow. And the sun was huge and pink. It was just honestly the most beautiful thing. And right in the midst of Virgo season, which is this, you know, the Virgo season, it's about the earth goddess. It's about remembering that we are spiritual beings in physical form here to enjoy the earth. And so it was just filled with cold dips and walks and time outside and swimming and just all the things. At the same time, I got Chani Nichols' email, and it was a really good prompt. It was all about this idea of Virgo season, and like Virgos are also about organization, and it was about editing your daily life. And so it was a huge prompt for me to go back to that action list that I had created on the new moon and actually dig into the areas that I had forgotten about. Like I had done the wardrobe simplification. It was amazing. I got it done. I felt my whole room felt completely different. I was sleeping different, dressing different, but like I hadn't really looked at my beauty routine, which was a goal. I hadn't really fully dug into simplifying finances or my spiritual practice. So I just went into it. And when it came to my beauty regime, I really got super simple. Like I simplified my skincare. I created a very simplified flossing, brushing, teeth whitening process for myself, a 5-minute makeup face in the morning. And I decided that the two things that I'm going to invest in an ongoing way is just skincare. So a facial every season, getting my brows done, because it's like a high maintenance to be low maintenance kind of thing. And before the winter, I'm just gonna invest in like one manicure pedicure, but just like, I'm not getting anything crazy done to my nails. Like I'm just natural. Like I want to just keep my nails natural for the winter. I don't want to invest in it. I don't want to worry about it. I don't want to think about it. I just want to have one manicure pedicure, get everything in good order, leave my nails natural at the end of it. And like, that's it. So when it comes to my beauty regime, like super simple skincare at home, super simple makeup routine, keeping my nails natural for the winter. I'm going to get my brows done every couple of months. I get like every 2 months, I get my hair done every 3 months. And then 2 to 4 facials a year, depending on what fits in. At this point in the process, I was still not clear on finances. Like I was trying to figure out what was going to motivate me to simplify my spending. And if I'm honest, I just wasn't clear on it. As far as spiritual practice goes, like I just really wanted to simplify this idea of like, I don't know, working on myself, fixing myself, needing to be connected to a big routine in order to feel like I'm connected spiritually. And I just realized like this work, this moon cycle work is my spiritual practice at the moment. I also bought this beautiful book called 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think by Brianna Wiest. And I'm just slowly working my way through that. Not even every day, but just when I, you know, think of it, it's sitting at my desk. And movement is part of my spiritual practice. So that's it. Business simplification was like deep in the works. As I create this healthiest reset, I am simplifying the programs and the softwares and the offers, all of it, like just it's happening. And then close, like I said, I had done it and it felt amazing. And I also like re-engaged my neighbor who used to be a stylist with just helping me when it comes to picking out only purchasing items that are going to be the most worn and the most useful in my wardrobe moving forward. So she's helping me with that. And like, she recommended this very simple skirt from H&M for fall. It's like a pencil skirt shape, but it's really soft. It's part of their like organics or eco-friendly line. And it's this great brown color. And it's so soft and it's an elastic waist and a pull on, but it looks really sharp. And she like sent me a picture of it when she was there. She's like, this would be a perfect transition piece for you. I went to H&M like 4 days later. They happened to have it in my size. I happened to have a $5 credit on my rewards card. It cost me $15. And honestly, I wore it like four times this week alone. Like she's just so good at that. And it just feels good to buy a piece of clothing and just know that it's something I'm going to wear over and over again forever and to keep the rest of my wardrobe super simple. So that was amazing. Again, you know, Mercury retrograde was still freaking with me at this point. There was a whole newsletter kerfuffle where I, as I'm simplifying the software in my business, I like took all my subscribers from one place and put them in the new place. And anyway, it's like behind the scenes, boring stuff, but some people that I think may have unsubscribed in the past accidentally got resubscribed. And I went into a bit of a spiral over it. And then I just remembered, don't let your emotions get in the way, because I wanted to tell this big story about how this must be the wrong thing. And I'm doing it all wrong. And obviously this is a sign. And I was like, no, this is just, that's bullshit. Like, this is business. Mistakes happen. Confusion happens. When we do something new, there are glitches. Like it's just life. Right. And so I just worked very hard as per my intentions to not let my emotions get in the way. And, you know, once again, Chani came in for the win here, because as we were continuing to wax, the moon is waxing up to the full moon at this point. I got another prompt to really just like, not buy into the emotions. Don't buy into the emotions, not only when it comes to work, but also with people. There was this prompt to like, assume the best in people. Ignore the barbs. Don't let nuance or emotion get the best of you. And it was a really powerful and helpful prompt at this point. So then we hit the full moon on August 30th in Pisces. And Pisces is very emotional, very, very emotional. And right at this point, we got hit with a $1,400 car repair. Followed by just got the car back, went down to Picton to go to the beach for the day with the kids. Something else happened to the car, another $1,600 car bill. Then something went wrong with our heating cooling system, $500 bill. And like, you know, the full moon is a time. So the new moon, we set intentions. The waxing crescent or the waxing half moon challenges us. The waxing quarter challenges us to sink deeper into our intentions for the month. And you might get thrown a few curveballs that sort of go like, are you doing it? Are you doing what you said you were going to do? And I felt like this month, it just it was flowing. Get to the full moon. The full moon is now about shifting out of action and into surrender. And holy F-balls was I asked to surrender. Like, this financial thing made me want to spiral in every direction, emotional, overcomplicating, overthinking, overfeeling about every single thing that I'm trying to let go of and do differently here. Simplifying, trusting, allowing things to happen, working like a projector. Like, it challenged all of that. So I did a tarot reading, which is often what I do when I start to feel stuck. And I did my favorite tarot reading of the moment, which I call the WTF tarot reading. So with this one, it was specifically about money, but you pull three cards. And the first is like, what the fuck is going on right now? The second is, what can I do about what's going on right now? And then the third is like, what can I expect to happen if I do this? And I got this from Sarah Jenks, I think, who I've had on the podcast before. So I did the card about money because money was coming up big. So what WTF with money, world, universe, energy, was the first card that I pulled. And it was the reverse two of cups, which is really about self-love and loving yourself before trying to get into a relationship with another. And I wondered if that was just about money. Like, I need to get deeply okay with who I am before I worry about my relationship with money, maybe. It was a bit confusing. Maybe highlighting my attachment to money as love and worth and value. So I pulled a second card for this one because it was a bit confusing. And I pulled the devil. And I'm like, okay, cool, 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 cool. But to me, what this signified was my shadow self. Addiction to needing things outside of me to make me feel okay. Negative habits, dependencies, patterns, overcomplicating things, scarcity. Addicted to money as a sign of worth. And a real push to just confront the shadow aspects of myself in relationship to money. So again, the spiral, right? Just when I think I've got it, it circles back for another lesson. And if you're, I don't know, you know, I'm probably rambling here, but if you're following along with this moon cycle, the reality is that even though I had set the intention to simplify my finances at this point in the cycle, I still had not fully done it. I was dabbling in it, but I wasn't doing it. And it really, really got me thinking. And I'll just say, hopefully this doesn't ruin the rest of the reading when I circle back to it. But the outcome of this is that at the end of this month, my husband and I are more, we really went through our finances and updated them. We have deeply shifted the way that we're approaching our finances. Like, we used to be obsessively trying to pay everything off, like debt, blah, 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 blah. But I've been following Gina Knox, who sort of suggests that we do money differently and that we start to do a lot more, you know, putting money into contingency funds and the places that fill us up while, you know, moderately paying off debt. Because she's like, otherwise what happens is you're just like putting all your money to pay off debt. And then inevitably you want to go do a thing that's fun, or a big bill presents itself and then you don't have the money set aside for it. And then you have to go back to debt to do these things. So anyway, we are deeply doing things differently. Like, we're paying off the debt a little bit more slowly. And then we've done things like, we're filling up a fund for this trip to New York that we're doing in a couple of months. And it feels so good. And we're like setting aside money for a new car, which we clearly need very soon. And we are creating contingency funds. And it's shifted ever so slightly. Well, no, it's a slight shift in action that has completely shifted the way I feel about money. It's a lot more pleasure driven. And it makes me want to simplify impulsive spending because I want to see that fund for New York City grow. I want to see the new car fund grow even faster. I want to see our contingency safety fund grow. And we're still, paying off our house and we're still paying off the credit cards and making sure that all stays low and dealt with. But anyway, I just want to say, I'm just reflecting as I'm talking that I didn't know this when I pulled those cards, but we have deeply rethought the way that we approach money. Okay. Back to the tarot reading. So the what the fuck is coming up with money is my shadow self and the fact that I really needed to sink into this and look at it. What can I do was the second card I pulled, and it was the Tower, which is like upheaval, chaos, major change, letting all things go. And it's about letting things crumble and letting the truth come to light. And what I wrote was, what is the truth? Are we not living in our means? That was the question I asked. Or do we need to manage money differently? I think that's it. So again, how interesting is this? That's what I wrote down, not knowing where we would end up. And then I pulled another card for this one too. And I said, anything else I need to know? And I pulled the Eight of Wands reversed, which is slow down. Don't rush to fix or make a change, but don't resist the change. Expect delays on what you're working on. If your Mercury is in retrograde, expect double. And Mercury was in retrograde. So when I did this card pull, I didn't jump to action. I was like, I'm just going to let this fall apart. It's a full moon and I'm going to sink into surrender here. And I don't know what's going to happen. What can I expect if I actually do it? And I pulled the High Priestess reversed, which is all about, finding calm in your center and connecting to intuition. So I got this sense that if I just let this thing freaking fall apart, I'm going to find some deep, deep, deep calm. At the same time, I got another Chani prompt, which was to focus on my home. So we were moving into the long weekend of September, and I decided to like not worry about relationships or money or scarcity or anything. I was just going to really take a break from pushing. And I just decided to focus on our house. And I cleaned this friggin' house and I decluttered and I scrubbed the floors with essential oils and I scrubbed my kitchen counters with sea salt, which is really good for the like moving energy. And I diffused oils and I went into corners where clutter had built up and I pulled it all apart and got rid of it. And yeah, we just moved through that. And then somehow the challenge that I was feeling at this time was feeling overwhelmed by figuring out the financial situation, knowing I could do it differently, but feeling stuck and yuck. I was feeling kind of bad in my body and I was wanting to turn to food to ease that feeling. So I'm cleaning the house. I'm supposed to be sitting in the muck. That is the job of the full moon and the waning moon. I'm supposed to be letting go. I'm supposed to be allowing this new way of thinking about money to come to me, but I'm feeling like yuck. And I was taking an extra, we were having dinner, finishing it up, and I was cleaning up and I was by the sink and I took a taco and I started eating it. And I was like very clear that I was just like eating this taco to like stuff down some feelings. And halfway through it, I just dropped the taco back on the plate and I pulled on my shoes and I went for a walk and I got a cup of tea and I just changed the game. I just changed the game. I was like, feeling so stuck and freaking out about the car and the heating and the money. And I cleaned the house and that had felt good. But for whatever reason, dropping this half a taco, going for a walk, getting a cup of tea, it just changed the game. And everything shifted. Like I found flow in my work again. I'm sorry. I'm like reading through these notes, obviously, as I go. So I was also feeling a little stuck in my work at that moment. And I woke up and I just killed it. And like, I got so much done in my work. I got a reprieve. Even we got our car back, and the job that was quoted 1600 only ended up being 1000. I had this big aha in my friendships where I can't remember what I was reading, but it was this idea that like, we all have toxic traits and like, we all do things that are annoying. And like, just this deep sinking into like wanting to really allow people to be who they are and to allow the people that we love to kind of do things sometimes that are annoying or frustrating to us, and to just kind of like love them anyway because of it, and to be okay with it, and to maybe do things differently. And then we went into the waning quarter, and the waning quarter tends to be another big push to release and surrender. And so this was September 6th, which was the beginning of the school year. It was a week of very big feels. So many fees, so many bills, a million planets in retrograde, old patterns coming up, kids at me emotionally every moment of every day. I'm working like crazy. I'm just like, what? It just felt like chaos, you know, this waning quarter. And you know what I did? I sat down and I made a fall bucket list. I like cut and pasted images onto an actual piece of paper, and I made a fall bucket list, and I just sunk into it. It was a mess of a week. And then the dark moon came this week, September 11th, 12th, 13th. And things just felt, they just felt like there was a shift. And I asked the question, what's working and what's not working. And the reality is that like, things feel like they're in actually a really good place. Like the simplicity and the streamlining that I had set out to do last month, it's happened. Working as a projector, it's happening. I'm dropping the taco. I'm turning off the power bar. I'm like deep in flow, and then I'm taking breaks. I even went all the way back to the original action item list that I had created in May when I started this moon cycle challenge. And like, I've done most of the big things that I set out to do, so that it just feels really good. What's not working is feeling my emotions start to sneak in when it comes to friendships and when it comes to work. Like I'm selling this new program now. And anytime I start to sell, it pulls up big feelings of like imposter syndrome, and this isn't going to be good enough, and overthinking and perfectionism. And then same with friendships, like wanting to get emotional about how other people are behaving. And so I realized that my intention for this new moon, as I come up upon it, is just perseverance, stick withedness. Like, I have been doing it, and I just need to not let my emotions get in the way, and I just need to persevere. And I decided to pull one card, one tarot card, as I was setting my intention for the new moon. And I pulled the Six of Swords, and this is what it says from Viddy Tarot. You may be going through a personal or spiritual transition or rite of passage so that you can leave behind a relationship, a belief, or a behavioral pattern that is no longer serving you. You have identified with what you must release to embrace a new way of thinking and are now bringing it to fruition in your personal life. And then something else about unfinished business, unresolved conflict, or lessons which you may need to understand before you can wholeheartedly move forward. What is holding you back from making this crucial transition? Seek to resolve those issues. There may be moments when you doubt whether you're making the right decision, but this card gently encourages you forward, reminding you that you are heading toward a better future. And I also stumbled upon happenstance yesterday, a meditation on a podcast that I listen to all the time. It was a brand new episode, and it was just a meditation, and it was all about moving forward. So that is the intention for this month, just perseverance, moving forward, stick withness in my work, in my relationships, like just move forward. Like just what is holding me back? Or just move forward with people and with things, and like, don't overthink it and don't let emotions get the best of me. And, I don't have a solid, you know, if I'm honest here, I don't have a solid action list yet for this new moon. I think maybe I've got to work on that. Like, what does perseverance look like at work, in friendships, in my home, on myself? I don't know yet. So I'll set that maybe in the next couple of days, but that's it. There it is. That's the episode. It was interesting. I feel like this was a very big revelatory changing month where I'm really shifting what I'm doing, and it feels very in alignment with the season, with the planets, with the cycles. It's not like there haven't been challenges. There have. It's not like issues aren't spiraling back up over and over and over again, asking for attention, but it does feel good. And I'm going to say that it feels like I am moving forward. So on that note, I am going to release a little mini series about this healthy-ish reset that's coming out. I just want to talk about some of the sticky, messier bits of the conversation when it comes to doing a reset. So that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. And then after that, I'll just be back with these moon cycle updates. Okay. Have a great week and a great weekend, depending on when you're listening.